women are looking for their bazaar items. The spring brunch, United Methodist Women's Spring Brunch will be April 7th, the week after Easter. If you have children, grandchildren who might be interested in going to camp, there's the camping material through the United Methodist Church is down in the entryway in the basement. Also, this week for midweek, we will be going to Black Hawk United Methodist Church, and that service will be at 6:30. As we prepare ourselves for worship, let's enter into silence and listen to what's going on in our world, and let's listen for the whispering of the Spirit, as well as some of the other noises that are around us.
I invite you to stand and turn to face the light as it comes into our midst. It is this turning or reorienting ourselves toward the holy that is the essence of our season of Lent. What we pay attention to is what we are formed by. So let us continue this season of listening, of hearing that still, small voice, and finding our own true selves. Please join in singing. Come and rest. The music is in your bulletin, on an insert, or on the screen.
Come and rest. Come and rest. You may be seated. We often have a cast of characters living inside our heads that love to carry on endless conversations, each from their own perspective. The chatter of our minds can sometimes keep us from a deeper listening, and it is often difficult to understand what is a mystical connection to God. Getting our true self into the chairperson's seat in the committee meeting does not mean ignoring those voices of fear, pessimism, people-pleasing, or accusation, but instead listening intently to them and not letting them bully us into negative action. Letting them in and letting them go is a prayer of mystic within. You are invited to sit quietly in the silence without any expectation of what you ought to be thinking. Don't worry about what sounds from children or colds. Simply let them flow in and out of your attention. And if you find it difficult to sell your thoughts, contemplate the suggestions in your bulletin.
Please join me in prayer. The responses are on the screen. For that which, then, I thought I was right.
Have mercy, God.
For that which, now, I regret.
Forgive me, God.
For that which, hence, I know not what to do.
Guide me, God.
Come and rest. Come and listen. Know that grace, forgiveness, and guidance are available to you at each and every moment that we turn to receive them.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in our opening song, You Are My Hiding Place, number 2055 in the Black Hymnal. The words will also be on the screen.
Whenever
No, I want you to stand up this morning, okay? And I want you each to have a piece of paper. In Jerusalem, there is a wall, and it's made with stones. So like when you put stones together, you put like this, there's going to be some gaps in them, okay? And what happens with that is people come to the wall and they write prayers, okay? And that, I lost two boys, okay. And then when after they write the prayer, they kind of curl it up like this, and then they stick it in one of those spaces, okay? And then what happens is there are, in Jesus' time, there were people who were like professional prayers, okay? So they would come to the wall and they would see, they wouldn't see what's written on the prayers, but they would just pray. And sometimes their praying would be for something that was so sad. And so it was called the wailing wall. Do you know what a wail is? I mean, do you know what it means to wail? Okay. You want to turn me down for a minute? Because I'm going to show you. Okay. A wail is like this. Thank you. Okay. And it would be like this group of people. So it would be like the six of you would wail. Do you want to try it?
No.
You don't? Would you be embarrassed to do it?
Yes.
Okay. If you were turning around looking that way, would you still be embarrassed to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I won't make you do it. Okay. But what I am going to ask you to do is I don't have, well, there's some pencils on there yet. So what I want you to write a prayer, okay, on your paper. Am I still short? Thank you. Okay. So write a prayer that you might want to, you can use that up there if you'd like. It might be something that you're sad about. It might be something that you hope for. Okay? It might be something that you want for someone else. And then roll it up. Or you could fold it also. Like that. Well, if you want to do more than one, you can. But just a minute. I want to give you, okay. If you want to go to more of the prayer stations that we've got here, I won't let you go light candles, okay? But what we did last week was we had a prayer over here. And so what you do is you write your prayer on that paper, not this paper here. You write your prayer on that paper. And then put it in the water and mix it up with your fingers a little bit. And you're welcome to stay up here as long as you're prayerful. You know what that means. So, okay. So if you'd like to do that one over there, you may as well. And if you'd like to write more prayers here, You're welcome to do that. It's just that we're not going to fight or wrestle with one another over things. Okay, we're just going to be quiet about it. All right? And, oh, they can't do that yet now, can they? Okay. Okay, I'm changing my mind, kids. You can do that after you sing, okay? Because you're up for singing now. Okay.
The rains came.